I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good morning, afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our weekly Sunday prayer service with your host, our chaplain, Robert Weathers, along with today's church service, our prayer service, he's going to do a Memorial Day also, being tomorrow is Memorial Day for our fallen. And without further ado, allow me to bring in our chaplain, Robert Weathers.
Hey, thank you, Bobby. Good morning and afternoon, everyone. The verse of the day is again fitting. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That is Psalm 27. Today we come to celebrate our great and wondrous God for everything he has done for us, especially in today's prayer service, for the beloved heroes he gave us, who gave their all to preserve this one nation under God. This coming day tomorrow, Monday, is celebrated in remembrance of our dear departed veterans. Signer of the Constitution, James McHenry, noted in his diary that after Benjamin Franklin left the Constitutional Convention, September 17, 1787, he was asked by Mrs. Elizabeth Powell of Philadelphia, "Well, doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Father God, we again come before you humbly to thank you for all provision you have given and watched over this great nation. It was you who ordained it to be established for all mankind to see your city of light on a hill, to be at the forefront of establishing, defending, and protecting the rights given by you to all individuals, no matter what level of status they hold in life, to be free to do and prosper within the moral and ethical laws you established through your people, Israel. You have given your Son to be our Redeemer, who gave his life for all, the whole world, past, present, and future. We give glad tidings, praises, and thanks for all you have done. We give thanks especially today for all the heroes that gave their all in support of defending those rights and liberties you established in ancient times. Let them all be remembered who gave up their life to that cause. Let us remember their sacrifice and great deeds as heroes do in time of need. Let us remember them now and forever for what they did in your wise and great plan, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How well those prophetic words Benjamin Franklin spoke that have rung throughout the history of time in this great land, and it took the blood and courage and honor of those who gave their last breath to do just that. Freedom isn't free. There always comes a price. So let us take a minute of silence to honor them. So let us now go back in history so we can understand how God's plan works in lives and death of men. and women who sacrificed all in the establishment of a Memorial Day. The first Memorial Day has been debated. Officially, though, it was recognized on May 30th, 1868. Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the GAR, or Grand Army of the Republic, which you will see on grave markings sometimes, and by the way, is a native son to Southern Illinois here, which I'm very proud of, issued what is called General Order Number 11, designating May 30th as a Memorial Day. He declared it to be, purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet, churchyard in the land, unquote. The first national celebration of Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, took place May 30th, 1868, at Arlington National Cemetery. The national observance of Memorial Day still takes place there today, with the placing of a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier and the decoration of each grave with a small American flag. This holiday has changed a bit since it first began, which some argue was even earlier than Logan's dedication. Southern women decorated the graves of soldiers even before the end of the Civil War. After the war, a Women's Memorial Association in Columbus, Mississippi, put flowers on the graves of both Confederate and Union soldiers in 1866, an act of generosity that inspired the poem by Francis Miles Finch, The Blue and the Gray, published in the Atlantic Monthly. In 1971, federal law changed the observance of the holiday to the last Monday in May and extended it to honor all those who died in American wars. That's how Memorial Day was officially established in the USA. Now, there is a bugle call that is played for heroes. There's a romantic story behind it of a soldier lying in the battlefield at night, moaning and groaning as he lay there hurt. A Union soldier heard it, not knowing whether he'd be Union or Confederate, but took his chance, pulled the soldier to camp to get medical help, and in the light, seeing it was a Confederate soldier, but getting a closer look, finding with a gasp, being his son, who was studying music in the South before the war. His son died, and the father asked the superior if he could honor and bury his son. Eventually, out of respect for the father, the officer gave permission to the father to bury his son, but with only one instrument because his son was a Confederate. He picked a bugle. In his son's pocket, he found the haunting music as they honored his son. The bugler played the haunting music as we know it, taps. This is actually a myth. Here is the true story behind it, narrated by John Wayne. And I'm going to go ahead and set this up. And I found this on YouTube, and I just found it quite moving, actually. So I hope you can hear it.
It was July in Virginia, and of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked full sway of summer. Seven fateful days, trees, flowers, yes, the very ground itself, shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark and howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded, the wound through the green hill. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky, for Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous naval soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heartrending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
Nothing like the narration of John Wayne to make it even more beautiful. Let's now this moment as fitting play taps. For all, for all who never made it home alive, and remember what George S. Patton said, it is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God such men lived. Taps by the United States Navy Band. Many believe Taps is a song, but officially it's not. Taps is a bugle call, which is a signal, not a song, so there are no official Taps lyrics as well. The signal was also known as the drum taps, the taps, or in soldier slang, taps. The official military taps is played by a single bugle or trumpet at dusk during flag ceremonies and at military funerals by the United States Armed Forces. The duration is usually around 59 seconds, but can vary at times. There is a popular myth about the origin and history of taps. However, the true story is that 1862, after the 7 days battle at Harrison's Landing near Richmond, Virginia, the wounded commander of the 3rd Brigade, 1st Division, 5th Army Corps of the Potomac, General Daniel Butterfield, reworked with his bugler Oliver Wilcox Norton another bugle call, quote-unquote, called Scott Tattoo, to create taps. He thought that the regular call for lights out was too formal. Military taps was adopted throughout the Army of the Potomac and finally confirmed by orders. It wasn't soon after that other Union units began using taps. It became so popular that even a few Confederate units began using it as well. After the war, taps became an official bugle call. Colonel James A. Moss, in his officer's manual, first published in 1911, gives an account of the initial use of taps at a military funeral. During the Peninsular Campaign in 1862, a soldier of Tidball's Battery A of the 2nd Artillery was buried at a time when the battery occupied an advanced position concealed in the woods. It was unsafe to fire the customary 3 volleys over the grave on account of the proximity of the enemy, and it occurred to Captain Tidball that the sounding of taps would be most appropriate ceremony that could be substituted. Even though it's a bugle signal, many started putting words to taps. This is the most famous. Day is done, gone the sun. From the hills, from the lake, from the skies. All is well, safely rest, God is nigh. Go to sleep, peaceful sleep. May the soldier or sailor God keep. On the land or the deep, safe in sleep. Love, good night, must thou go, when the day and the night need thee so. All is well, speedeth all to their rest. Fades the light, and afar goeth day, and the stars shineth bright. Fare thee well, day is gone. Night is on. Thanks and praise for our days, neath the sun, neath the stars, neath the sky. As we go, this we know, God is nigh. These taps lyrics are the most popular. However, several adaptions have been created. But let us worship God now with this most recognizable hymn.
Drinking water before bed burns 46 pounds.
And that ain't it. Hold on a second. I'm sure you'll recognize it.
Thank you.
And as you just heard, that was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the West Point Band. Isaiah 40:31 states, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." On eagle's wings. By Michael Jonkis. Another beautiful song. These heroes who have died in Christ Their strength has been renewed, never to grow weary ever again. I'm going to go off a little script here, guys. This is probably, well, it is. This is a tough prayer service. I remember I have a lot of family who been veterans, and especially the older generations, they've done so much for us to get to the place we have been. And even though war is bad, you know, with all the killing and the weaponry and all that stuff going on, if it's a righteous cause, if it's to dispose of the evil and darkness and to bring law and order and justice, it's a moral and ethical thing to do. And I know all of you guys have been through a lot, and my heart goes out to you, and I have every respect for all you guys, and especially those that gave their all. So here's a poem. It's called In Flanders Field by John McCrae. In Flanders Field by John McCrae is a well-known and much-revered poem concerning the many lives lost in the Flanders area of Belgium during World War I. In Flanders Fields was first published in December of 1915 in England's Punch magazine. It would also, after McCrae's death, be included in Flanders Fields and Other Poems, published in 1919 by G.P. Putnam's Sons. The poem has been consistent in its popularity and has been translated into a number of other languages and used in advertising campaigns in Canada. It is due to the image of poppies between the crosses, quote unquote, that the flower has become the flower of remembrance for the men and women who died during World War I. The poem is still used today in Remembrance Day and Memorial Day celebrations in the United States, Canada, and around Europe. In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. The torch has been handed to us. Will your light shine from that torch, or will you let it fade as evil and darkness raises its ugly head again? Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for all these heroes who died before us to gain peace and righteousness in the world. I pray they are all with you. We know because we have been complacent and wrong in the choices that have been made in this country, especially now, we are called again to serve in your righteous ways. Open hearts of all peoples to your will, Lord, so we can stay on your righteous path. Defeat the evil going on once and for all, Lord, so no longer peoples of the earth need to go to war, and have bloodshed on their hands. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All who are not saved, I ask that you come say this prayer with me. So right now, I want to ask anyone out there who hasn't given their heart to the Lord to do so now. God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go to hell. Only you choose for yourself to do so. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him freely. Will you do so? If you do, say with me this prayer. Don't wait. Death is only a breath away. Father, I have sinned and I need your forgiveness. I want to know you more. I want to know Jesus more. I want to do your will. You said in your word, if I ask, I will receive. I believe in your word. I believe Jesus is your son, was born, died, and rose again so that I may have salvation, that all I have to do is repent and believe and my sins are forgiven. Please now, Father, take away my sins, change me the way you want, and send me your Holy Spirit, and build in me a real, honest, true relationship with you and your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Those of you who have prayed this and meant it, congratulations and welcome to his family. What I suggest now is finding a study Bible and a well-grounded church in the scripture. Become baptized and ask God to help you find one. It's important to be around others, especially a good pastor to get you started in the right direction, to guide you in understanding, and it's not always going to be easy. Satan will hate you even more. But and God can use you also to help others. Another thing I want to say, guys, is those who are still in the service, go to your chaplains. And if you feel the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart and it's really strong, go to your chaplains in your division or your near your barracks and talk to him and ask him, what should I do to help me be saved? Now the Aaronic blessing. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, guys, you know, there's a lot of evil and darkness coming over all the earth. We know the one world order is making their moves, and they're not doing it in hiding anymore. They're doing it blatantly in front of our faces. And we face the same things as every other generation that had tyranny rising. They are the enemies of the state, not us. Remember that. But remember this also. We do it for a righteous cause, not for evil. So we are in the right, and God will overcome this darkness. So keep your eyes focused on the Lord and in the heavens, the heavenly things, because that's where our real home is. I just wanted to say that. So go with God, everyone. Have a blessed Sunday and week to come. And remember to do God's will. Remember those especially who gave their lives so we could celebrate this solemn holiday tomorrow. Go love someone enough to tell them the good news. Amen and amen.
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 All right, Bobby, I know it was short. I hope I did honor everyone and just all my respects. And, I just hope I did them honorably.
You did. You did awesome.
Yeah, I got kind of choked up on this one.
No, I did too. That's why I stayed muted.
Well, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
All righty. And just to reiterate what our chaplain just said, you know, reach out, especially if you're having a rough time of it. He's always around. We're always around. Reach out to one of us.
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful show. I love the shows that you put on. And the numbers prove it too. As you and I were talking yesterday.
Absolutely. It's all about God, man. You know,
yes, sir. But everybody have a safe, and I stress that a lot, safe rest of your weekend, a blessed Sunday, and a safe Memorial Day. And just remember why it is that we're celebrating. It's
Amen.
For the fallen.
Amen.
And those of you who have traveled far from your homes, have a safe trip back home. And with that, this brings our Sunday service to an ending. God bless y'all. Thank you for being with us. Have a great day.